God of love and grace, we thank you today for your word. Thank you for all of us that we have the freedom to be here to worship you. Now guide our thoughts and our minds. Teach us today the things you want us to know, and show us today the things you want us to do. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Mark's gospel is a very fascinating little book. We started talking about Mark's gospel a few weeks ago, and I don't know if you remember, and it's okay if you don't, because I get that. I've sat in your pew, you know, sat where you are before, and sometimes during this particular part of the service, I would nod off to sleep like some of you do, and it's okay. It's okay. But I just know that I am praying God's conviction upon you when you do that. So, kidding. Just a joke in love. In the beginning of Mark, Jesus says, "The kingdom of God is at hand." The kingdom of God. And that's what Jesus came talking about, the kingdom of God. And he gave us various ways to understand it, some parables. Remember we talked about the mustard seed that's kind of like a mint plant that if you plant it, it's going to overtake everything in the flower bed. And that's what that mustard plant would do in the ancient Near East. It just sort of blossomed out over everything, and it was a nuisance. It took over. But you never knew where it was going to pop up because the seeds would just get scattered by the wind. And Jesus said, that's what the kingdom of God's like. You don't know where it's going to pop up next. We talked about entering the kingdom of God is less like making a decision and more like falling in love. All of a sudden you look up and it's happened and you don't know how. Mark's gospel talks a lot about the mysteries of God. I happen to think that one of the reasons that Mark wrote this gospel, and he was the earliest one, by the way, one of the four gospels, it was written the earliest. And I think Mark was wanting to solve a problem that he saw happening in the church. You know how it is with churches. They get established and you get routines. And you begin to believe that you've got it figured out. You get it put into a box and this is the way we do it. And this is the way it should always be done. But I think Mark, part of what he was wanting to do and part of what the Holy Spirit led him to do when writing this gospel was to remind God's church that there's some mysteries that we don't understand. And there's things that happen that are outside the box. There are things that happen beyond our control. And maybe, just maybe, it's when we let go and we're no longer in control that the kingdom of God can pop up in our lives. In the passage we looked at today, we have two stories going on, right? You've got the leader of the synagogue whose daughter is ill, and then you've got this poor woman who's been bleeding for years, spent every dime she had. Blue Cross Blue Shield wouldn't cover her anymore. We don't know how old she was. We're going to assume she was too young for Medicare. She had no money left. She was an outcast in society. She was one of those people that we might see on the street and avoid eye contact with. Because we felt sorry for her, but we couldn't handle the pain we saw in her eyes. We knew she needed help, but if we looked at her in the eyes, we would have to deal with that pain. So we would avoid eye contact. The other person is a leader in the synagogue. He's the big cheese, top banana, big kahuna. You need any more, you got the idea on that one. He was the one who had his act together. They don't give positions of leadership to people who don't have their act together, right? You can't become the leader of the synagogue unless you've got it figured out. So he thought he had it figured out. And then she got sick. He had money. He tried everything too, but nothing was working. Nothing was working. Now, this is the kind of man that you met on the street you might want to walk up to and shake hands with. This is the kind of man, if you met him on the street, you would want to kind of hang out with. He dressed nicely. He walked with confidence. As a matter of fact, he's the kind of guy on the street you might be a little intimidated of. We got two people, opposite ends of the spectrum. Both of them, however, life has put them in a position where they are no longer in control. We see Jairus, the man is so out of control that he does something unthinkable in the first century. He falls at the feet of someone who is his lesser. He falls at his feet and begs for his child's life. You know, he thought he had everything figured out. That the system worked this way. If he did this, God blessed here, and this is the way it all worked. But that system wasn't working anymore. His daughter was dying, and he didn't know what to do. So he gave up all pretense by throwing himself at the feet of Jesus. Then you have this poor woman who had no confidence, had no pretense to throw away. But she does the unthinkable too. Really? What good is it to touch the hem of somebody's garment? Makes no sense. Makes no sense. If you went to the doctor and the doctor said to you, okay, to get rid of this sore throat, I want you to go grab the bottom of somebody's coat and touch it. You'd find yourself a new doctor. But she's past wanting to control anything. She's past thinking she has the right answers. She's past that. She reaches out to Jesus. Both of these people were at the point of no control. And that is the precise moment that the kingdom of God came into their life. That's the precise moment when Jesus was allowed to be God to these people. Because they'd given up and went to the one that they knew could help. How many times in our lives do we think we've got it all figured out? Whether it's our politics, whether it's our faith, whether it's our family, we've got it figured out. We know if we do this, this will happen. If we do this, this will happen. It's going to work out because that's the way it's supposed to. Guess what? Life doesn't always do that. It is at the moment when we give up control that the kingdom of God can burst upon us. It is that moment when we say, you know what? I don't have it all figured out. There is some mystery there. Mark's onto something. God is different than I ever imagined. I need to quit putting God in my box. I need to let God out of the box. And we do that by not trying to control God. Because when we let it all go, the kingdom of God can burst onto the scene with love and grace and imagination and creativity like we have never dreamed of. But until then, as long as we hold on to control, it's hard for God to find a way in. Blessed be the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.